You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
I got over 66 questions about the Las Vegas shooting for Steve Sisolak. And that's what's up. All right, we're going to get into this show. Black Death versus Coronavirus. People were so stupid about the Black Death that they actually believed that looking at each other would contract the virus. That would transmit the virus. You would contract the virus if you looked in the eyes of somebody. Now, I could understand if it was you looked in the eyes of somebody who had the virus or the sickness or the infection or whatever. But like, this coronavirus has now taken on the status of the Black Death. I'm talking about the Black Plague, you know, boils and whatnot. Yeah. And I'm not saying none of this exists, but I'm saying that none of this exists. You catch my drift here? I'm not officially saying that none of this exists, but I'm officially saying that none of this exists. I'm convinced that this is all a lie. It's a simulation. This is simulation mode. This is ridiculous. This is a joke on you. This is one huge joke. And you can say that they're studying this and is China studying? But that's just fear-mongering. Like, just shut up. It's fear-mongering. Not everybody is going to react the same way or have the same reaction as they did before. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be the same. It doesn't just happen like that. You don't just take a study and then like, oh my God, my hypothesis is correct. No, it's not correct. I mean, really think about this. Think about the reasons why we chose to just say, fuck it, and stay inside. I mean, think about that. There's probably so many people out there that really don't want to work right now. And I'm not knocking them. Look at how hard they've been working up until this point. There's probably people out there that have worked hard every day of the week, all week long, every day. Kind of like me. I work for free. I'm doing all of this for free. You're not paying me. This is not for fun. This is not for games. This is not for pay. This is because I'm on a mission. And some people, they don't understand that and they say, I should get a job. But let's look at the people who say that I should get a job. They're the people who are trying to do me harm, to get me out into public so that way they could do something to me. Because they know where I'll be for 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, 16 hours a day, however long I work. And then there's also other people that they can corrupt that could get involved. So, no thanks. I think I'm fine right where I'm at with my disability checks coming in and my PTSD giving me hell every day because of all the shit I've been through. So, I want to point something out very in particular. During the Black Death, Black Plague, whatever, I'll just call it a hoax, they ran out of wool in Europe. I wonder if they were sacrificing sheep. Everybody's stuck inside. Nobody wants to come outside and see what's going on, so why not just do whatever we want? Screw and sacrifice sheep. I mean, is that really what's going on? That's gross, dude. I don't even want to think about that. I can't even believe I said that. But notice how there was a shortage of wool back then, and now there's a shortage of teepee now? Hello? It's like a movie script being played out in front of us. This is like one horrible movie script that like, it, nobody gets the plot of because nobody cares. They're just like, okay, when's this gonna be done? Like, can we go back to normal? And then you've got these people who are screaming about the environment. Oh my God, look how clean it is. Look at this. Oh my God, the air is so clean. There's no smog to be breathing and blah, 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 blah. Oh yeah? Well, what about all the forest fires? Did we just forget about that? Are we not gonna praise the fact that there's no forest fires going on right now, as far as I understand? That the Brazilian forest isn't burning down, that the forests out here in California next to people's houses isn't burning down? I mean, shouldn't we be thankful for that? Because we all know that There were several people in high up positions involved. And I'm gonna go ahead and strictly blame the union. The union is Disney. Disney is union. Did you know that? Disney is union. They go by things like seniority and crap like that. All these outdated ways of thinking. It just makes no sense. The union makes no sense. But yet, they want to come along and start forest fires and human traffic people and be a part of all that. And that's okay? Pedophilia and Satanism is okay? Because it's... politics is ridden with it. And that's okay? Gavin Newsom and Steve Sisolak in office is okay? These weirdos running the streets is okay? People getting off on charges for pedophilia and rape and all this crazy crap is okay? Them walking the streets and getting let out because of the coronavirus or whatever, if that's even really what's going on. But anyways, that's okay? It's okay to you? If not, then why are you still inside? How come you're not recalling these governors? How come you're not doing anything about it in politics? Because politics is too ugly and you're too scared? I'm sorry, but the time to take our world back is now. It was yesteryear. The time is due. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of them promoting this Demolition Man crap. This Demolition Man, you remember, have you never seen Demolition Man, I'm gonna just run it down for you real quick. You can't even cuss or a ticket will be printed out for you and you're supposed to take it and they know who you are at all times because they got the facial recognition technology and all that crap. And, you know, peace be with you and all this lovey-dovey crap. No, life is not all lovey-dovey and there's not too much hate in the world. Honestly, I think we should bring hate back again. Make America hate again. That's a song. Look it up. You should look it up. There's too much acceptance going on. We're supposed to accept pedophiles? No thanks. We're supposed to accept Satanism? No thanks. We're supposed to accept this snake devil? No thanks. So to the people who don't want to put up with this crap, please do not riot. I don't care where you are, what state you're in, what reason you think you have to self-righteously riot, don't do it. Instead of getting what you want out of a riot, they will just instill martial law, and that's something you don't want. I've seen martial law in Louisiana over a storm. Yes, a storm. Now, this is before Katrina. A storm came through and they put in a statewide curfew and had military roaming the streets with high-powered automatic weapons talking about go home, stay inside. So yeah. What we need to do is peacefully overthrow the government. I mean, that's just the way it is. We must overthrow the government and do it peacefully. Otherwise, do you know what they'll do? Martial law. There are several ways to overthrow the government without having to listen to the government. Think about it. You show up with enough people? Think about it. Really think about it. They're not going to be able to stop you. You show up with a million people talking about get the F out of office. You do a million man march and you show up at their building. You surround their building and whatever. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes besides a riot, besides violence. Really think about that. Because look at all the violence that happened in France. Do you think something came of that? No. Nothing came of that but more hatred and more violence. And if you want love in the world, then you're going to have to curb all the crap that's going on. I mean, really think about that. We really have a chance to change the world here. Think about that. Because I'm sick of the fear-mongering. Oh, they're gonna do this. Oh, they're gonna do that. No. Be careful so they don't do things. But don't go around spreading fear. Oh my God, do you think this is China? What did that idiot say? Do you think this is China taking notes so that way they can prepare for a biological war against the U.S.? Like, really, dude? Really? You're really gonna fearmonger? Like, go away. You know, how much are they profiting off of this? This scam is going on for time and time. It's like, they're like, wait a minute, not Florida and not and California, because Disney hasn't crashed hard enough for me to pull out a big enough profit from my pockets and to do what we need to do. Like, good God, like, do you really, is our country really that broke? I'm just gonna go ahead and say yes, look at all the debt we're in. You know, this is sick, dude. This is sick. I mean, am I hitting the nail on the head with the hammer? Because I don't get it, bro. There are so many more ways to make money. And scamming ain't it, dude. Scamming ain't it. I'm sorry, but scamming ain't it. You want me to be down with the scam? Why aren't you cutting me in? It's not like I want it. It's not like I'm down with the snake devil. And I keep saying that because think about it. The Bible talks about the devil as if he's an ancient serpent. That ancient serpent. I'm telling you, bro. It wouldn't say that in the Bible if it weren't true. Now, are there things in the Bible that are really out there that make me think, oh my God, there's no way that's true? Yeah, of course. How are you gonna live in a whale's stomach for 3 days and survive? But then I looked it up and fact says that you can. So, I mean, what now? There's so much proof out there to prove that the Bible is real, it's reality. God has guided people in ways and taken over their thoughts and minds and words and actions. They were like, I have no idea what came over me, but this miracle just happened. Really think about that. You know, who's really being extorted? Who's really being extorted right now? Is it everybody extorting everybody? Or is it the Rothschilds extorting the U.S. government? Like, who knows, right? Who knows? No, really, I'm asking you a question. Who knows? Somebody tell me. Give me the answer to this. Because I'm tired of this. I'm tired of them cremating care and whatnot. It's sick. Y'all are sick. Y'all are psychopaths. You didn't know that what you're doing is psychopathic? Or have you just cremated your care down enough to not have to care? I mean, just, you don't give a shit? Like, really? Wow. And you guys call me bipolar or whatnot? Y'all are nuts. Y'all are nuts. I make more sense than you. And you're calling me bipolar. Oh, okay. You're attacking my sanity. Oh, okay. You're attacking my campaign. Oh, okay. It's funny. They jump from one thing to another. They're all typical. They're all the same. All these shills are all the same. So, I mean, who's extorting who? Who's extorting who here? You know what Twitter stands for? Typing what I'm thinking to everyone reading. You know what media stands for? Most effective devil in America. I saw those on Twitter, and I can't remember the names of the people who said that, but it was pretty funny. It's pretty funny. It's very thought-provoking. I'll just put it that way. It's so thought-provoking. You know what the definition of a pandemic is? It has nothing to do with sickness. I don't care where you read the definition from. If they say it has to do with sickness, that's obvious. That's obviously being biased towards a sickness. A pandemic is just something that affects mass people, right? And even though that's the definition, I still beg the question, what pandemic? What pandemic? I'm sorry, there's something affecting us like crazy? Like, I'm not letting it affect me. See, that's the difference here. It's not a pandemic if you don't let what's happening affect you. I mean, seriously. Now, don't get me wrong, there's people dealing with all sorts of crap, but look at how many people are doing it to you. It's probably one, your landlord, saying that you should get out whenever you don't have to get out because you obviously can't make the payments because of what's going on. I mean, is what's going on really affecting you personally? Is it really? What really bugs me is the people that it is affecting, the ones that it is affecting. It's the people who can't go to the doctor. It's the people who can't get a surgery that'll save their lives. It's the people who can't get dental work done. And now think about it. Your teeth is directly related to your health. It's crazy. It's crazy to think about, like, how this is all connected. But guess what? It's all connected. If you have nasty teeth, your health is going to tank. I mean, I got a family member who, like, he hates the dentist, never wants to go. And you should see the colors of his teeth. It's gross. And he knows it. And he's trying to take care of it. But he never goes to the doctor to get it taken care of. And whenever I say doctor, I mean dentist. Now, I'm not knocking him. I care about him. And I would like to see him go to the dentist and get it taken care of. You know, I don't know. I'm really tired of this. I'm going to read to you a couple tweets that I posted. I said on Twitter, "Hey, Gavin Newsom, open the state of California businesses up if you know what's good for you, dumbass." Today, Gavin Newsom, today. I know you're reading these, you silverback gorilla. And real Donald Trump, you know where you can stick it if you try to stop him, you governmental, overreaching, slithering tyrant. Same goes for you, douchey Doug Ducey. No blow New York Governor Cuomo and shit Governor Whitmer. And then it has the gif of the asshole quote from Spaceballs. If you don't know what it is, look it up. You know, and then I tagged a bunch of other governors, like Megaphone to you. And then it's got the video of, "English, motherfucker, do you speak it?" So yeah. You know, and I put, "You want to keep up the charades, Governor Sisolak? My time waiting for that bullshit warrant is almost up. And you'll have to answer to me in person. You sure you want to stick around and find out what I've got to say to you? I will find you and I will speak my piece." This is what Steve Sisolak is going to feel like by the time I'm done with this miserable scumbag ass. Nobody's going to be able to put you back together again. Not even Sheriff Lombardo. Hi, Joe. And then it shows Humpty Dumpty falling off the wall and breaking. Then there's a dragon breathing fire. And I said, "To anyone thinking about standing in my way, better ask the good people of Las Vegas about my mouth. They know I breathe fire, and you're a sitting duck. I can't wait. Time is ticking down, and if I was you, run." Snowflake Jim Murren can put his money where his mouth is. Up his fucking ass. "Hey, Sheriff Lombardo, aren't you tired of Jim fucking Murren's bullshit? What about the Goodmans? Aren't you tired of everyone's bullshit?" And instead of naming other names, I just said that. "Me too, because believe me, I know these names." And then I put Macho Man Randy Savage. "Bang, bang! I gotcha! I gotcha! You're in my scope! Yeah!" That's funny. That is funny. But honestly, I would really just like to thank everyone who's supporting me silently through this monster nightmare that I've been fighting my way through. Thank you. Thank you very much.